Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Leiloi Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today, I'd like to take a look at Shmuel Bet, and we would like to look at Perek Gimel, where, of course, in the context, we are introduced to Palti ben Laish once again, as Micha Bashol gets brought back to David HaMelech. In other words, when Shaul HaMelech was running after David, he gave Michal over to Palti ben Laish, even though she was already technically married to David. Now, this individual, Palti ben Laish and Michal, create such a funky situation. They were forced. Palti knew that Michal was being forced to do this, and since she was married, any kiddushin would not take effect. And nevertheless, Palti feared Shaul HaMelech, and so therefore he behaved outwardly as if he was taking Michal as a wife. What an interesting scenario for this funky individual. And when he brings Michal back to David HaMelech, he brings her back and he's crying. And he escorts her in the process. What's he crying about? What's the message? And what do we learn about this incredible individual? So Chazal tell us, it's Rabbeinu Bechaya in Sefer Breishis Perek Lamed Tes, that Palti cried because he was afraid that David wouldn't believe him and would have him punished, that he had no choice over here. In fact, Chazal in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis note that he also cried because the opportunity to resist the temptation to sin was now being taken from him. What does that mean? When Shaul first gave Michal over to Palti, he put a sword in the bed between him and her, declaring anyone who attempts to do an aver would be slashed by the sword. So Hashem added his name to Palti, calling him Paltiel, right? That he was spit forward from Hashem as a testimony that Avera had not been committed. And this is the suggestion as brought down in Vayikra Rabbah. So both Palti and Michal are praised for resisting sin despite being forced to live together. Michal also is praised for keeping her arrangement with Palti a secret from her father, so suggests the Marashan Sanhedrin on Daf Yutes. And Palti puts the sword between them, and he leaves it there as a constant reminder of his initial interest in avoiding any Avera. And it remained there as a reminder of the original fear, just in case either of them would ever get weakened in the process. And this comment says that Tzlach, says the Noda Behuda, is a very major issue. The Gemara also points out, the Mishnah Berurah points out, based on Palti ben Laish, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Orach Chaim Siman Tzadi Ches of Katan Beis, he quotes the Sefer Hagan. The Sefer Hagan was very popular with the late great Rabbi Dr. Mitchell Orlean, who wrote some of the translation to it. So he brings down, if you want to get rid of a bad thought in your head in the middle of davening, then you should say PPP three times. Why is that? Because PPP is the Rashi Tabos of Palti and Yosef. Palti, P, and Yosef, Yud, were able to overcome the Yetzihara in their hearts. And so if a person goes ahead and has undesired thoughts in his head, he should be able to go ahead and do that. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Sefer Hagan that he should also spit three times on the ground. Then he brings down from the Magen Avraham that people shouldn't do that during davening because it's a hefsek, and whether this is a good or not good process, as if it's what we call a refuah beduka or not a refuah beduka, is somewhat of a debate. But the bottom line is, we see that Palti ben Laish is compared to Yosef in regard to being able to strengthen his resolve. What's fascinating in that process is, not only does he strengthen his resolve as Palti ben Laish, unlike Yosef, who was not married to Bas Paro and was able to withstand the temptation she brought forward, Palti, at least according to Shaul HaMelech, was married to Michal Bashol. And he still saw the fact that it wasn't an acceptable practice, and he still withstood his situation. It's fascinating that he gets Michal Bashol is brought back to David HaMelech as a wife by Avner, and that is done as a tikkun from what he had done with Shaul's Pilegesh when he had taken Shaul's Pilegesh for himself, which we'll see is going to become a very major issue, and we'll see that when we take a look and continue with Shaul's issues with Ishboshes, as we will continue to do. Be'ezus Hashem will continue when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.